Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two best pals, Peter James Wicks and Sam Robert Thompson.
That was quite good, I feel like. That was quite nice.
Oh, actually. I thought it was a bit weird, that one.
All right, what?
Yeah, I wasn't a massive fan of it. You're rubbing your knees and I find that weird as well.
Okay.
I'm going to be swearing. I'm not drinking today because I had an awful lot last night. So, yeah, I'm going to swear.
Just digging for gold over it.
Oh, fucking pick as a winner.
Yeah.
Sorry, that.
Got a bogey coming up.
Anyway.
Terrible start to the
podcast. Anyway.
What an absolutely horrendous start to a fucking podcast.
You can catch us.
Anyone listen to this?
You can watch it as well. You can watch me pick my nose, actually, on YouTube every single Friday. All you got to do is type in @StayingRelevantPodcast and you can watch all the visuals or just catch us every single Monday if you want it on audio form, wherever you get your podcast. Now, Peter, James, Wicks, what have you been up to this week?
Well, it's both of us this week. I had a job coming.
I don't even know what this is.
Pride of Britain.
Oh, yes, baby!
I have gone to Pride of Britain Awards for the past 8-9 years, and I love it. It's one of my favourite nights of the year. Sam went for the first time last year. Sam didn't just go. Sam hosted the red carpet last year. I wasn't invited.
Pete was fuming.
Well, I wasn't invited to host the red carpet, so Sam had to interview me on the red carpet, which was fucking weird. But they weren't interested in me because they thought I was too rogue.
Which they're not wrong.
A year on, and now Sam and I are hosting together.
Yes! Come on!
Alongside the lovely Jude McCall, because I don't think they trust us to do it on our own.
Yeah, we need like a minder, which I find so funny. If you've listened to Staying Relevant from the absolute beginning, in the first ever episode, Pete's getting pissed off because I hosted the Pride of Britain Awards and the red carpet.
He's never fucking been to them. So how are you just there, just so you know? And what does this mean to you? Well, what do you know? You've never fucking been here. You've not even been inside yet.
He's been to every single award ceremony.
Absolutely. So this year, I'll be doing it. So it's not just that, though, is it? Because we are...
Go on, tell him. Tell him!
We are red carpet hosts now, by the sounds of it. Not actually hosting anything other than the red carpet. So basically what we're doing is we're talking to people as they walk in. But we're doing the NTAs as well.
The NTAs! The NT bloody A's. The Ant and Dec stuff. We're doing the Ant and Dec stuff.
No.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Well, but we are.
No, we're not.
We're going up to people on the red carpet going, "Hello, sir, what are you wearing?"
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Well, that's not what Ant and Dec do, because they actually host these things.
Yeah, but we're doing what they started at.
No, they started on Biker Grove.
Okay, fine. Well, we're doing the red carpet for NTAs, and I'm buzzing. We've made it. We have absolutely fucking made it.
To the point where this week, actually next week, Sam and I have got a photo shoot. a photo shoot together in tuxedos.
We're wearing tuxedos. I've got a black tie. I've got everything that's been to the dry cleaners. This is my absolute dream. Two superstars of the entertainment industry doing a photo shoot together for their red carpet hosting in their tuxes. But you know, this is like a massive level up for us, though. Like, the listeners are going to be literally dancing around their living rooms now, right now.
Listeners are going to be on their fucking treadmills or sitting at home or in their cars, not giving one flying fuck.
No, they're not. They're going to be dancing, going, yes, lads, come on, I knew you'd make it.
Please write to us if any of you have danced at the news that Sam and I have got work.
We've got work.
For some reason, I don't find it as exciting, but Sam seems to think you're all going to be really, really happy and over the moon.
We have work. Actual work.
So how do you feel about me doing it with you this year?
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's funny because I know Pete's not going to, he's going to be like, no, you didn't. I literally last year was like, please can I do it with Pete? Please can I do it with Pete? Please can I do it with Pete? And it was already all like lined up to do it with other people. And then afterwards, when they were like, it went quite well, I went, it'd be better if we had Pete. I flew the flag like you wouldn't believe. I'm not saying that's what swung it, but I definitely put everything I had into it.
Excellent. So you got me the job on the red carpet, which is, I'm very pleased about. Thank you for that, because it's always nice to get work. And it's nice that now I can use my own questions that I gave you last year.
So basically, this is another thing that happened. When I did the red carpet last year,
because
I was
so nervous. Never been. He barely knew what the fuck was going on. What do I ask him?
Got Pete to send me a list of questions to ask the people on the red carpet. And bless him, he did.
To the point where actually he then called me when he was on the way and he went, and what sort of tone should I take when I'm asking the questions? And I was like, well, what do you mean? And he was like, well, like, sad, happy? What? I mean, what do I do? I was like, well, it depends what the question is, doesn't it?
Do you know what's so great is that now, like, I have my co-pilot there. Like, I can be weird and, like, know that Pete's going to save me. Like, that's
No. Hold on.
I can't
wait
for that.
This is an excuse for you to just be a fucking complete and utter fucking nightmare.
Yes, it is.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, because you can't just go and do weird shit.
Why?
And then just expect me to fucking... I'm not your fucking... Your nurse, your nanny, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, but we do it together. We lean on each other.
No, we don't. You act a tit, and then I awkwardly have to fix your shit.
Yeah, you're a fixer. But that's your part. I love it.
If you didn't break things in the first place, I wouldn't have to fix it, would I?
I love it. Look at
this. It'd be better if we didn't have to fix things.
This is a proper, like, lover's tiff, is what we're doing now. We have our sides, by the way. We have sides. So we like, when me and Pete stand, I have right, you have left, don't you?
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to do that anymore, because that was just when I had a missing tooth.
Oh, it's a good point.
But happily, I quite like my side now.
We have sides, yeah. Which is really, I think if you're going to be a presenting duo, you've got to have a side. And we do.
And what's your side?
Well, I think it's right, but that was only because on reality news.
Well, do Ant and Dec have sides?
Yeah, see, I think we sound better. This sounds so lame. I think we sound better as Pete and Sam.
What are we?
No, we're Pete and Sam, because it's left to right.
No, but what do people call
Ant and Dec? Ant stands on the left, Dec stands on the right.
Why the fuck does he go first? He's just fucking...
I don't go... The whole point is, you're first.
But do people say Sam and Pete or Pete and Sam?
No, they say Pete and Sam. See, in my head, it's Pete and Sam.
How did I become the afterbirth? What an absolute fucking liberty that is.
Love that. That's brilliant. Keep it going.
So we've got some work. So that was an exciting update for you. I'm sure
we don't just have some work. Don't just throw it away like that. We have the big jobs now. We have outgrown. We're snakes, right? Oh, we're lizards.
God, here we go.
Here we go. Now, I'm going to give you an analogy. We're lizards that have shed their skin and crawled out from under the pit that is reality television. And now we are doing red carpet hosting.
Interviewing people on reality TV.
Yes, we are. But now we're interviewing them, which is going to be sick. And we're going to go, what are you wearing? It's going to be amazing.
Also, so this isn't like the Oscars.
We're going to juice them.
The fucking Golden Globes. I don't think anyone actually goes, who are you wearing?
Really?
No.
We need to juice them.
It's not America. They're not going to come, you know, this isn't like the fucking Met Gala. And who are you wearing? You know, I've got fucking whatever on. You do it at the NTAs and people are going to go, oh, Monsoon.
What the fuck is Monsoon?
Dorothy Perkins. Do you know what I mean? Like, this isn't like a... It's not a fashion
show. The best two names I've ever heard.
Is Monsoon old? Dorothy Perkins still going?
We have work, and we're really goddamn proud.
Did you
proud.
Just say, sorry, how old are you?
Yeah.
Was that a really old thing to say?
Monsoon.
Yeah, well, it's just that sort of like, you know what I mean?
Anyway, that's what's happened. We have great work. We have work, and we have to thank you, really, the listener, for giving us work, if we're honest. Come on, say thank you.
Cheers.
There you go, baby.
What have you done this week?
Stay relevant.
Well, it's just...
I've actually got a good one for you.
Oh, fuck me. Here we go.
You're going to be quite proud of me for this one.
Go on.
So, as you know, I do a radio show for Bauer.
Well, you've not mentioned it.
And that radio show is called Hits UK. So, Bauer are looking after a new podcast. It's actually a podcast by an old Maiden Chelsea cast mate of mine, someone called Emily Blackwell. So they basically, you know, they ask you sometimes to, like, if you wouldn't mind, can you just sort of, like, do a little read for it and sort of talk about the podcast? Oh, I was just a bit like, we're with Bauer. And so I'm on my live radio show, and I've got this sort of read about the podcast with Emily Blackwell in it, and I basically go, oh, so Emily Blackwell's got a new podcast, she used to be on Maiden Chelsea, but anyway, what we really have is a great one called Staying Relevant.
Oh, you
it's did. Two best friends, Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson, who shoot the shit about trying to cling to fame when
you
people are flying past them. Mate, I did it twice in the same evening. I literally went, yes, Emily Blackwell's got a new podcast. Anyway, what is better than that is Staying Relevant. At the very end, I literally went, and you can catch Staying Relevant wherever you get your podcast. You can probably do the same too for Emily's. Can't remember the name. Mate, it was a ballsy
move. Staying Relevant is STAYINGREL.
It was a ballsy move. I've been told very vehemently I can't do that again.
You're not supposed to be quite unbiased when you do that.
Yeah. Well, Staying Relevant is life.
All right, fine. Well, listen, what we'll do is we will rectify that and we'll just do a shout out now. Someone from Maiden Chelsea's got a podcast. Listen to it. So, moving on. We've got a lot of sidebar of shame this week. A lot of things have been going on. That I would like to get through. But before that, we've got a listener letter, Sam. You want to read it?
Can I read it? Is that okay?
Okay, if you do it in an accent.
Yeah, I want to enunciate, because
accent are you going to be doing for this?
Well, no, I'm going to be doing my accent, but storyteller-wise. And because, do you remember when we did a push for people to write in, and I went, I really want them to word it like in a really fun way?
Okay, I don't think that this is it, because this is actually a request, so this isn't a story.
Okay, here we go.
So I don't... You're not listening, are you?
Listen to my enunciation on this.
Okay, here we go. Everyone, just close your eyes and...
Hello, Sam and Pete. I hope you're well. My best friend, Isla, is getting married. God, how old's Isla? That's
okay,
my grandma's name.
So completely, we are six words in.
Sorry.
You've come away.
I'm going to be honest, though. Isla's. No, Isla's an old school name.
No, you're thinking of Eileen, I think.
No, Isla.
Isla's quite a nice name. Isla Fisher. You've got loads. Actually, I'm
okay, fine.
The daughter.
Fine, cool. My best friend, Isla.
Sam.
My best friend, Isla, who's youthful, is getting married in October. And her hen party is 3 weeks ago. Oh, my God, tell me we're invited.
Right, okay. Listen, I'm going to stop you now.
Yeah.
All right? Because you went six fucking words in and then started slagging off the name. You then said that her wedding or her hen party is 3 weeks ago. It's 3 weeks away.
Okay, let me give it one
it
more
hasn't
go.
It has happened yet.
Pete, can I have one more go?
So you've not even managed to get the first full
stop. No, please, give me one more shot.
Completely fucking this up.
One more shot, and I won't fuck it up. Okay, here we go. Hello, Sam and Pete. I hope you're well. My best friend, Isla, who's youthful, is getting married in October, and her hen party is 3 weeks away with an exclamation mark. We don't see each other often, as we live between London, Edinburgh and Glasgow.
But big house.
I was just up in Scotland for the weekend to visit them all. We got chatting about the weekend and asked what she wants as a gift. She jokingly replied, a message from Sam and Pete. Come on! Isla, I've always wanted to kiss you. That was weird. And now we really
wait
want
a minute.
To...
Wait a minute. Before you
sorry,
finish this
I didn't
off,
know what to say.
Where are you going with that?
I don't know.
I just said read it.
I know.
Why
sorry.
Why can't you just read it out?
Okay. Well, I'm reading it now. Isla, this is for you. She goes, and now we really want to surprise her on a hen weekend with a message from you, as she's obsessed and listens to you every Monday without fail. Come on! Would you be able to do a shout out before the 8th of September to wish her the best wedding to marry Brendan, please? It would make her day and the best early wedding gift. A big thank you from Isla's mates, Sajni, Lucy and Kelsey. And I am so buzzing. That's someone who listens to us every week. Every week.
Yeah, so thank you for the request, but we're not doing that.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we fucking are. Isla, come here. Come in now. Pete will hug
She's
you.
On the phone.
Yeah, I know, but visually and audially, we are here with you.
Why can't you just do a nice fucking wedding video? Congratulations on marrying Brendan. We wish you loads of fucking health, happiness and all that shit.
I love what he said. We love you, though. We're so proud of you. Well done for making
We don't know her. Set. How can okay, we be proud
but,
of her?
Okay, but well, do you know what? We're so proud. As friends, we're proud. Of you in the next
we're not, step. We've never met her.
Well, we are.
And we're not proud of her because we don't know her.
Okay, well,
but we're happy for her.
We're happy for the next chapter of your life. How about that?
So congratulations to...
Congratulations to Isla.
And because she's marrying someone else, there's not.
Oh
just
yeah,
one
and B Dog Brendan.
So what we have mentioned, and Sam, I think, mentioned last podcast or this one, we're potentially going to be doing an extra episode a week.
Yeah, we are, baby. Get in.
Okay, it's not confirmed yet because I am looking at the team at the corner of my eye and it's not been confirmed.
Yeah, however, it's going
to
happen.
What we may be doing, and this is a good way to test out if people want us to do this. If we did an extra bonus episode a week, it would be based solely around you.
The listener.
Where we will read out your stories.
Dilemmas.
Questions. Not dilemmas. Okay, we're not fine. Fucking agony aunts, are
okay,
we?
Fine. All right,
fucking
cool. Prick. Got ahead of us.
And also, if you're going to get fucking life advice, the last two pricks you want to get it from is me and you.
you never know.
I'm a fucking car crash and you've never really lived a life. You've just been sheltered in your little castle.
What best way? Because we're now yin and yang. We have everything covered. But we are going to do a bonus episode, we think, and it is going to revolve completely around you, the listener. So send in any stories that you have that you think would be funny for us to read out, or you do have questions.
They're not going
to
ask it.
Yeah, but that's going to be really sick. So we're going to do a bonus episode. You're going to hopefully enjoy it, and it's going to be really, really good fun. Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw.
Right, sidebar of shame. Lots has happened this week. I am going to make an admission.
Go on.
I watched an episode of a reality show this week.
What was it?
I don't like reality, but I did go down a little hole where I could have watched more but stopped myself. I watched At Home with the Furies.
Shut up.
Now.
He's crossed his legs.
I don't know where to begin with this. I was weirdly slightly obsessed.
Really?
For a number of reasons. First being that I love Tyson Fury and I think he's fucking hilarious.
Mm.
He's just
intense.
Just so intense. But his wife and his kids are the perfect reality family.
Really?
Like, it's just, like, genuinely, it's just really, because they're just all a bit
chaos,
odd and chaotic, but in a really nice way. That was great. And I didn't know what they'd be like, actually, because it's quite hard to do reality TV. We've never really done it before, but they were just fucking great. There was some other reality stars in it, Tommy and Molly.
Were they in it?
They're in it quite a lot. They are sort of, and they are, listen, beautiful fucking couple, lovely what they do, possibly the most awkward and painful people I've ever watched on TV.
Why? Why?
It is, considering they've done reality TV and come from reality TV, it was like they don't know each other. But they are lovely and they're very much in love and that was fucking cute and all the rest of it. However, there's some great things that have come out of this that I've learned that I didn't know about the Furies. Tommy Fury is, and this is probably my favourite thing of the week, when he's finished with boxing, or YouTubers, or whatever he's doing, he wants to go into films.
Shut up. No, he doesn't.
I had a dead serious conversation about wanting to go into films, but, you know, he's not just going to take any part, he only wants to go into horror films.
I kind of rate that. I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of rate that. That swung it for me, because I was about to be like, who the fuck does this geezer think he is going into acting? Horror films, rate him massively for it.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even trash talk. When he was trying, I'm going to punch your head in and you're going to hit the floor.
Is he American as well?
I don't know. You're going to get hit and it's going to hurt.
Well, anyway, so basically it's just really interesting. So anyway, I got a little bit hooked in it. Oh, okay, I've lied. I've watched four of them.
Oh, no, he's in. He's fully in, baby. He's out here slagging off Molly and Tommy, but yeah, he can't get enough.
No, to be fair, like, you know, I feel really bad, but I have to mute their bits.
Really?
Oh, it's fucking...
Yeah, but the Furies are quite... They're exceptional, aren't they?
But yeah, all very interesting.
But you know, I saw an article from Tyson being like, it was the worst thing I've ever done.
What, the reality show?
Yeah, he was like, it's the worst thing I've ever done. I called my agent, tried to get it cancelled mid-series.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite raw.
Well, he's obviously been through a lot, hasn't
he? Yeah, like, him and his family are fucking great, but some of the others, it's, you know, like, and when you've done fucking, like, reality TV stuff, you know a producer's set and go, well, like, guys, what we want you to do now is discuss Tommy's upcoming fight. Just naturally, as if you're having a conversation. So you know someone's gone, right, okay, action, and they've gone, how are you feeling about your upcoming fight, Tommy? She goes, and he's like, well, Molly, I'm,
Shut up.
It's literally, you're thinking, do these two know each other? Have they just met? It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But the rest of it's really good, and I did get a little bit obsessed with it. What else we've got this week, though, is Towie has been in...
here we go.
In the Daily Mail this week.
And don't pretend you're not happy about this.
No, I'm not happy about it. Why am I happy about it?
Put the sunglasses on. Here we go.
Why would I be happy about it?
Well, because they all hate you, and now they're in disrepute.
Well, they're not in disrepute, but, basically, one of the girls in Towie, Chloe Brockett, good character to be fair.
Yeah, but she's got a history.
She's got a history. She's been suspended for the rest of the series.
Shut up.
And a spokesperson has said that she may never return.
Oh my God, I love this kind of stuff. Okay, I actually don't really know anything about this. Okay, I've just crossed my legs and
I mean, I don't fully know what to...
Oh, shut up, you know everything. Tell me, I love the gossip.
No, what?
The gossip, me and Zara call it the gossip.
Oh, do you? Well, yeah. Zara's not here, so don't do that again.
Okay, all right, fine. Tell us the gossip and the listener.
I'm basically just going on what I've read.
But have you heard as well?
No, because I don't speak to anyone, do I? However, I sort of believe that. So she was having a row, Chloe. In a bar or whatever.
Is this on camera?
On camera. She's having a row with Roman Hackett. Lovely lad. We like Roman. Young lad. Having a row. She swilled him.
Well, we both had swills before.
I've never been swilled.
Shut up. I've been swilled three times.
Never been
on
swilled.
Camera. Liv Bentley twice.
I've never been. It's the kind of, because that just doesn't happen in real life. People don't swill each other, do they? But for some reason, in reality TV land, that's the thing.
Well, it's the
you build up a row.
It's the slap.
It's in a bar.
It's basically the slap that you're not allowed to do because obviously you can't hit people.
Well, yeah, no, you obviously can't hit people unless you're Clyde Brockett.
What?
Because he swilled her back.
No! No!
Rogue move.
Oh, that's bold, man.
So she went
up. You've
got
to take it.
She went up, and it says she threw three tumbler glasses at him.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So security had to jump in. Everyone was very surprised. This is just what it says in the thing. But, you know, listen, that could be a one-time thing. Apart from...
she's done it before?
The year before last when she was suspended for throwing an ice bucket at someone.
Why did she throw? Why did he drink her, though, as well? You've got to eat it, man. If someone's going to drink you... I've been drunk a few times. You just got to take it. You got to eat it and be like, ah. And then what you do is you do the face wipe. They throw a drink in your face. You go, ah. Like that.
Can I? Have we got some water?
No, don't know, because you'll go take over.
No, a little bit.
No, we don't need to do that. It's an audio podcast, not visual.
No, we do visual every Friday. No, I mean, some people just wait for the visuals.
There's no need. There's no need for that.
I'm sure if we get a little glass of water, you can show us the
Do you think they'll show it?
No, they absolutely won't show that. And I actually feel a little bit bad.
For who?
Because you know what it's like? People do wind you up and whatever else, and she's obviously gone fucking far too far twice and shouldn't be doing that. But... it's a lot, isn't it? It's a bit of a pressure cooker, the old... I quite like Chloe.
I love the pressure cooker, though. I enjoy that.
But it's not for everyone, is it? And I think, twice, it might be her time to bow out now.
Yeah, I think so. Do you know what? I've got to say, this is only from personal experience. I feel like you've got to be able to take yourself away from it.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you get in an argument. I used to get in arguments with Jamie all the time. And then afterwards, we would literally
what
be
like...
What
did you used to argue about? Like, no, I'm the more annoying blonde twat. No, I'm the more annoying blonde twat. That sort of stuff.
No, it wasn't that. He would like try and call me out for things. Anyway, we'd have these massive arguments where like we'd nearly come to jousting, to be honest. And then eventually, afterwards would just be like, hey man, it is what it is. Like, don't worry. Like, we'd like go and have a drink together and stuff.
How do you de-escalate straight from joust to hey man, let's go for a drink?
Because you just sort of get
well,
over.
You just both get off.
No, it's because we're like
take your chainmail off. Yeah. Listen, let's not do that.
Take your chainmail off.
Take the chainmail off, jump off the ponies, put them in the stable, just prop the fucking jousts up against the wall, and then we all head down all bar one and get fucked on fucking, I don't know, fucking Jaeger.
You lost us at all bar one.
Oh, no, you wouldn't go to all bar one, would you?
Well, I don't know, mate, honestly. But I feel like you've got to be able to take yourself away from it, right? You've got to literally, like, it happens, you get angry in the moment, and then, like, literally an hour later, you're like, oh, do you know what, whatever, like, life goes on. Like, it's filming, and then there's, like, real life, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely agree with that. So it's a bit, listen, it's a shame.
Second time, though.
And it is a shame because from what I know, she is one of the only interesting ones on the show.
Well, that's the problem with Towie. See, this is the problem. You go on Towie, you're not interesting unless you're sort of throwing limbs. Whereas, like, you know, the let's put it this way. The elocution of you, Pete, isn't all that great.
Okay, I'm not on it. I've never been swilled.
You got to put it this way. You can't do it with your words.
No, no. However, Made in Chelsea, which is completely different, they've just come back from Corsica.
Yeah.
So in Chelsea, obviously, you just it's just a war of words.
Nah, it's definitely not a war of words. I've kind of lied there. Definitely things have gone down before, for sure.
Yeah.
It's reality TV, though, isn't it? It's hard to stay.
Anything you can think of?
None that I'd say.
No. The new Corsica is going to be good, though. You should watch that. I feel like actually Made in Chelsea's got loads of drama, isn't it?
Made in Chelsea at the moment is absolutely flying.
Do you think it's a lot better now you've left?
Yeah, 100%.
As in the show's better?
Yeah. Because I really do. I think I was holding it back. I'm going to be honest with you. I've left and it's absolutely unreal. I don't know what the viewing figures are like, but in terms of entertainment, I am hooked, line and sink. I was a terrible cast member. Like, I just used to go in and just like try and crack a joke.
This is quite interesting.
These people are cheating left, right and centre.
So now you're just a fan of Made in Chelsea?
I'm the biggest fan. I will sometimes message the producers being like, oh, so-and-so is not giving enough, I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, so that's not a fan. You're a backseat driver.
Yeah, massively.
All right, so now this is quite interesting. So now, as a fan, who's your favourite character?
Oh, such a good question. Favourite character?
I don't know where we're going with this.
Well, Rez is going to hate me for this because he's one of my best mates. But
yeah, but he's a shit character.
I would say one of my favourite characters is... Do you know what? She's pretty nuts, but she's called Imogen. And she is such good viewing. She's such good viewing.
And what does she do?
She just will literally say anything. And you're like, how have you just said that? Like, do you not know you're on camera? Like, she's the kind of person, like, that almost doesn't know the camera's there and will just, like, say the roguest stuff. And you're like, as an entertainment show, you're like, oh my God, never lose her.
So who would you say if you had to cut?
Oh, yeah, Savage.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sad. All right. I've actually had this conversation before.
Who would you cut? You can say one, you can say two, you can say as many as you like, but you have to cut at least one.
I would cut...
I don't know where we're going with it. I don't know why this has become fucking Made in Chelsea, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? There are a few people I probably cut.
All right, let's go on. Just pull some names out. You don't.
All right, fine. I would... This sounds so bad. There's a guy called Temptation.
What?
He's called Temptation.
What?
He's got a sleeve and he's called Temptation. He's from Plymouth.
No. Whoa.
Yeah.
Leave this in. There's a man. Yeah, a guy. Is it a guy?
I've never met him before. He might be the loveliest bloke.
Okay, so you'd cut.
You know when you look at someone.
The guy called what?
Temptation.
What? Is Tation the surname? His first name Temp or what?
I don't know. I've never met him.
What's his surname?
He's probably really nice. He's probably a lovely bloke.
So his name's actually Temptation, or is it a nickname?
Everyone calls him Temptation. That's what I know him as. It's Temptation.
What is he, like a rapper or something?
It comes up as Temptation.
What, as a first name?
That's what they call him!
Can someone find
out? She's Saffron's on the phone. She's
that can't be
out.
A first name.
David Templer.
Okay, excellent. So, okay, the guy that you'd cut then is called Temptation. His name's actually Dave. Is he proper ripped up?
I think he's gym boy. Yeah, he's quite
so good, that's what Temptation
is. But the thing is, he seems quite sweet. When I watch it, I'm like, you're quite sweet. But you know when you watch it and you go, this guy's just out of his depth?
Yeah, so listen, so basically you'd cut Dave.
He's lovely. Yeah, he seems... Really sweet. Do you know what I would also do? I'd warn Miles. Miles and Zaire, beautiful man. Wouldn't cut him, would warn him. As a watcher.
What advice would you give?
I'd warn him. I'd be like, mate, you're getting boring. The problem with Miles is that he's such a good looking bloke. He can get with anybody. So like, I used to really enjoy watching him just ruin relationships. He's like a tornado. He used to go in and be like, just everything would go wild. But I just haven't seen anything from him recently. And I'd quite like to see but this is just the toxic viewer in me. I'd quite like to see just more shit being fucked up.
All right. So,
do you know what I do? I'd dock a bit of pay.
Okay.
I'd take a bit of pay.
So you'd give Miles a pay cut.
For now.
You would sack Dave. Stripper name Temptation.
All of them. And they're brilliant entertainment. And we have to wrap this up.
Yeah, anything else you want to talk about?
This is going to get clipped up. Daily Mail. Right. It's going to be like Sam Thompson slams Made in Chelsea.
Over the moon.
Not fucking slamming anyone.
It was just time for the outro. It was just supposed to be a really quick Made in
Chelsea. You asked me what I would do. We've got to do it with Pete. Fuck it. Sorry, we've got to do it with Pete. Who would you cut from TOWIE?
All of them.
Okay, fine.
I'd cut the show.
Pete would cut TOWIE.
Yeah, make a new one.
Fine. That's what Pete would do. I actually wouldn't cut you. I think it's brilliant. I think all the cast are brilliant. But yeah,
apart from the ones that you sacked, Dave.
I said I would warn Miles because he's a bit boring at the moment.
And you'd warn Miles.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. I'm sure he will take that on board. just in case Sam docks his pay.
I'm just a fan. This has been Staying Relevant. I'm a bit shook.
You're shook now.
Can you do the outro?
Yeah, of course you can. This has been Staying Relevant with Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks. You can listen to us every Monday when we come out, wherever you get your podcasts, and every Friday on YouTube. You can also find us on TikTok and Instagram. You've just got to do Staying Relevant, basically. That's it.
Insanity Group.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable.
That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.